And turning to that win by Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott in the Republican gubernatorial nomination, VPR's Bob Kinzel reports that Scott says his election shows that negative campaigning does not work in Vermont.
Several hundred people gathered at the Granite Museum in Barrie to celebrate Scott's win. As Scott took the stage with his family, the crowd waved green and white Scott for Governor signs, and the sounds reverberated through the high ceilings of a building that was once a former granite shed. The race pitted Scott, who's been elected to three terms as lieutenant governor and five terms as a state senator, against Shelburne businessman Bruce Listman, who had never run for office before. Listman invested roughly $2 million of his own money to launch a massive TV ad campaign that strongly criticized Scott's performance in office. Scott told his supporters that his win clearly demonstrates that Vermont voters rejected Listman's negative approach.
I think everyone in this room agrees that there were tactics in this campaign that would have been better left undeployed. But tonight we can say with certainty that this campaign settles an important debate. Negative campaigns don't have to work in Vermont, no matter who you are.
And Scott urged Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sue Minter to join him in a positive, issue-oriented campaign in the fall election.
In the upcoming general election, Vermonters deserve a clean campaign focused on the issues. I know mine will be. Let's make this an exchange of ideas and not an exchange of attacks.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Scott says one of his top goals is to balance the state budget without raising taxes, because he says the state needs to live within its means.
I've always conducted myself with honor and integrity, and when I'm governor, we're going to restore faith and trust in state government by focusing on the fundamentals of a strong economy, never, never overpromising, and always following through. That's what Vermonters deserve, and that's what we're going to give them.
Listman said he was pleased that his campaign was able to focus on a number of critical issues, and he made it clear that he will be supporting Phil Scott in November.
I want him to win. I'll do anything I can to ensure that people understand that he is the right guy, and all those who supported me, I hope they'll support Phil. He's the right guy.
The Republicans will hold a unity breakfast later this morning to present their full slate of statewide candidates for the fall election. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
You can find the full results from Vermont state primary, including state Senate and House races, at vpr.net.